Welcome to part 5 of Building a Dynamic Community Member-Based Website System, created by Flash Building and presented by DevelopPHP.com. And at the end of part 4, where we left off, we had created our registration form in Dreamweaver, and we created the parse script, which was an all-in-one file, and I have it open here. And so this supplies the form and the parsing mechanism, and we tested it out and make sure the form works and adds us to the database at the end of the last tutorial. So we checked in phpMyAdmin and we indeed were sunk into the database, so everything works correctly. So now in this part 5 we're going to be creating the activation script, which is very important for making sure that your members are human. So remember, in the registration form here, we sent them an email. A URL is in that email, and it's the activation URL. They have to click on that or put that in their web browser address bar if it's not clickable, which it should be clickable in most default email applications. So when they click on that, it sends them to this file, activation.php, which we haven't created yet. We're going to create that right now, and it's going to post two URL variables that we're going to need to access: their ID, and sequence is going to be their database password, the hashed up password that we made. So let's go to File, Create New, or New PHP. Just get rid of all that text there. And now let's pop in the script that's going to activate them, and then I'll talk you through line by line. Excuse me. Sorry about that. So here's the script. I just popped it in. Now let's save it. File, save as, in the root directory of Web Intersect, as activation. Activation.php. Okay. Alright, now we have it all set. So what we want to do here is make sure that in the first line of the script, or the first line of code anyways, after we claim our PHP opening tags, is we're checking to see if the get variable of ID, the URL variable of ID, is present, and if it has a value. But if it has a value, so what we're saying here in this line is if the ID variable coming in is not equal nothing. So if it equals something, so that means if the ID variable coming in, if they press the registration, if they happen to get rid of these URL variables and just use this, then this script won't run. That's what we're doing there. This can only run if that ID variable is present and if it has a value. If it has a value of nothing, the script won't run either. So it runs only if the ID variable is present, which in all scenarios it will be present, unless the person sending or clicking or using that going to the activation script.php, the activation.php script, if that person is doing something strange and funny that they shouldn't be doing, then the script won't run. It only runs if normal procedures are at play. Okay, so first thing we do is, if the variable is there and everything is normal, then we're going to connect to the database using our include script. Then we take the ID variable that's coming in from the URL variables and we put it into a local PHP variable. Then we hash, we get the hash password, which is the sequence variable, URL variable, and that comes in as well. We put it into a local PHP variable called hashPass. And then the ID, we run MySQL Real Escape String on it, and I discussed what that was in the last tutorial. And we also run a replace to see if they've put in that character that's above the tab key on US keyboards. We delete that from the string in case it happens to be there. Same for the password. Run the MySQL Real Escape and the replace function. So after we've cleaned it and secured it and kind of filtered the data, Then we can make the MySQL query and update the my member set email activated field to 1, where ID equals this user's ID and password equals this particular user's password. That's what that line says. So we're updating my member set, or you can say or set would just be translated to field. If you wanted to make this a sentence, that would make sense to you. You know, so update my members field email activated to 1, where the ID equals this user's ID and the password equals this user's password. That's what that means. Then we do a double check. We select all from my members where the ID equals ID and password equals hash pass, and email activated equals 1 now. And we should receive a MySQL numRows result of 1. So if everything goes right, this double check value of this variable here, double check, will be a 1. So now we just run a conditional. We say if double check equals 0, and we make it red, we say your account could not be activated. Please email the site administrator and request manual activation. Or you can put any messages you want there. I don't care. Well, not that I don't care, but it doesn't. It all depends on what you want your system to do according to the failure of account activation, but account activation should never fail. If it does, this, the person's doing something wrong with that URL. They're not, the member who's trying to join isn't doing something correctly. If the activation fails, or the server scripts just aren't running, the server can't process at the moment, which would be you know, just bad server functionality. So we go to after we tell them that their account could not be activated, if double check equals 0, we include message2user.php, which we discussed in tutorial number 4 of this series, and we exit this script from executing any further down. And if double check is greater than 0, which we would want it to be, that would make successful activation, then we say your account has been activated. Log in anytime up top. And we include message2user.php, and this message is what gets sunk into that page. And I discussed all of that in the last lesson. And then we exit the script after we include message2user.php. And that's it. And down here at the end, we close the first if, and we print them a message if the getID variable happens to be empty or not present. This script will return this message to the user's browser. Essential data from the activation URL is missing. Close your browser, go back to your email inbox, and please use the full URL supplied in the activation link we sent you. And you can say thanks, just to be nice. And you put your admin email there. Just to tell them, you know, essential data from this script needs is missing. That the script needs is missing. So if the data is there, you run all this stuff. And then that's where that closes. But if not, this will run. And this stuff won't run here. This line will not run here at all, because we're exiting the script after every turn of events inside there. You see? That's how that works. So next part of the tutorial series, we're going to be creating the login record. Now that the person's all activated, actually, let's test this out here. Let me go to FileZilla, reconnect, and let me go to, where are we, web intersect, perfect. Let's see, activation, let's put that in the root directory of our website. Now let's navigate to it. Or no, we gotta navigate to that email we got. And let's go, where's that email? Web intersect. La 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 da da da. Somewhere here. There it is. Okay, this is the email that I received when I joined yesterday, when I was testing the join form. I'm going to click on that activation link, and if everything goes right, we should see success. and then we're activated in the database to log in. There it is, Web Intersect. Your account has been activated. Log in anytime up top. Now, in next lesson, I'm going to show you how to create the login mechanisms and the magic flash header that's going to be communicating with PHP to do all of its magic. And it's going to be a very integral part of my system. But yours can be an HTML header that's magic as well. And so, so you can see here the URL is activation.php, their ID, which mine was 1, and the sequence is my hashed up password there. And that is all. So we'll see you in part 6, where we'll be creating the login script in PHP and possibly starting on our Magic Flash header deal there. Okay, see you next lesson.